According to Lao Tzu, a good traveller has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. A good traveller is not preoccupied with the destination, for then they would not be able to enjoy the trip. This is the same for life. If we're preoccupied with the future, we find ourselves unable to enjoy life itself. Most people today are so very preoccupied with the future that they forget to enjoy their time here and now. And they'll do so until there's no future to prepare for anymore. When we focus on our future and all its possible appearances, we often get anxious. We start to worry and feel on edge. This greatly impacts our ability to enjoy life the way it is. If during a walk you're busy worrying about things like, will I ever be able to afford a house? Will I be able to travel when I want to? Will I ever find love? All these worries impact our happiness and ability to relax. You won't enjoy the beautiful things you encounter on your walk. The more we focus on our hypothetical future, the less we can enjoy the present. Moreover, the more we prepare for future performances, the worse we perform in the present. You can't be the student, employee, friend, mother, partner, and so on that you want to be if your mind is elsewhere. Taoism, instead, urges you to let go of your future expectations and learn how to be in the now. One of the ways to stop obsessing over the future is simply by appreciating what's already there. Imagine someone who keeps thinking about wanting to own a house in the future. By focusing too much on this hypothetical outcome, they're probably not focused at all on their current living situation. They might not buy nice furniture for their current place or put any effort into decorating it, because it's only meant to be temporary, so why does it matter? They might never consider it home because they're so focused on their non-existent future home. This means that if they find themselves unable to move or buy a house, any enjoyment of their current living situation seems lost. Even if they do manage to buy a house in the future, they'll have spent all their time before that not enjoying their living situation, even though they could have. Instead, if they allowed themselves to embrace their current accommodation as if this is all they'll ever have, they'd have all the freedom in the world to make it a nice, comfortable place worthy of calling home and enjoying. And then, if they do ever manage to buy a house, they'll simply move on from enjoying one place to another one, instead of having felt out of place for years. The advice here is not to never work for the future, but to never do it in such a way that it completely blocks you from enjoying the present. Only if we allow ourselves to let go of our expectations of the future can we stop feeling anxious and enjoy the present.